The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
One of the most acclaimed trumpet players and jazz pioneers, who is performing in the National Concert Hall tonight. Needless to say, it's sold out. It's been organised by Dublin Jazz, and it's a great pleasure to welcome to the studio the Artistic Director of Jazz at the Lincoln Centre and Grammy Award-winning artist, Wynton Marsalis. You're most welcome. So, it all started from a musical family in New Orleans.
Yes, sir. It's a pleasure to be here speaking with you.
And tell us about the musical background you grew up in.
My father was a piano player and an educator. In the South, New Orleans is a struggle for him when we were growing up because he played modern jazz. But he also taught in segregated Louisiana towns outside of New Orleans, like Brobridge and Opelousas, Louisiana. And he was playing with the trumpet player Al Hurt. He was in his band. And for my sixth birthday, they got me a trumpet. But I didn't really get serious about practicing it until I was 12. But I was always on gigs with my father, always going to different clubs that they played. And they were not successful in terms of selling tickets, but it was a great environment just to hear them talk and see how real actual jazz musicians behaved and what they were willing to do to play.
Your mother was a music teacher?
My mother sung a little bit, but she was the brains of the operation. My mother was very intelligent. And she was a salutatorian of her class, but she didn't pursue music.
So in 1979, you moved to New York. Did you tell us about that?
Yeah, I got a scholarship to go to Juilliard, and I wanted to go to New York. My father had always wanted to go, and he didn't go. So when I was 17, I went, and you know, it was a struggle, but it was a great experience. I mean, then I just started hustling and working. And I was teaching in the South Bronx. I did a lot of Afro-Latin jobs with bands like Larry Harlow. And then I started to do Broadway shows. I played. I was a sub on original Sweeney Todd. Sometimes I would sub with the New York Philharmonic. And I joined Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers when I was 18. And that gave me the opportunity to learn how to play jazz. And from there, I just kept working.
Your success has been extraordinary. You've been called the Pied Piper of Jazz, the Doctor of Swing. And since your recording debut in 1982, you've released 127 jazz, classical and alternative recordings, won many awards, sold over 7 million copies. So jazz or trumpet the passion of your life?
It's more jazz and more music, people. It's underneath the arts, and it's just a kind of my mission is one of universal humanism, and of using the art form and the instrument to communicate the oneness of stuff to people.
And tell us about the origins of jazz.
Born in New Orleans, a lot of different people coming together in one spot, at the Gulf of the Mississippi, riverboat people. Sailors coming from all over the world, the northernmost capital of the Caribbean, the easternmost Mediterranean city.
It's a culture.
It's a whole culture. A French city that became Spanish for 50 years, sold to the Americans with the Louisiana Purchase, and had Baptists, Catholics, a lot of different people. French culture met Protestant, Catholics meeting Protestants.
And is it ad lib?
We're talking now. We're ad-libbing.
Okay, right.
So it's conversational.
People write jazz the way that they write in any song.
Duke Ellington, they write it like someone like our greatest composers, Duke Ellington, and people like Jelly Roll wrote music, but they write it in a way that leaves room for you to improvise. So just like you and I could go off of an outline and we could act a scene, the outline is very important to the scene, but
okay.
Our acting is also important. But there are people who've written just straight out. Like some pieces I've written are all written out. Everything.
So is it essentially an American culture?
It began in America, but it's essentially a world culture at this point. There have been great jazz musicians from everywhere. And as art forms and as things come into the world, people make it their own wherever they.
And what instruments are included or excluded?
No instrument like is excluded.
Are guitars in it?
No, yeah. So many great jazz musicians play guitar, but no instrument is excluded. It's a form of music. So if you can figure out how to play anything on any instrument, you can play that.
Mouth organ or whatever it might be.
Any form of music. If you can play Bach partitas on a mouth organ, you're okay. Playing it.
Now, tell us about the Lincoln Center in New York.
Well, an institution that was founded in 1987, and our mission is to perform, to educate, and to advocate for jazz. Our motto is we bring people together through swing. Swing is our principal rhythm. And in our beginnings, we had a motto with three ideas. One, no segregation. We want to try to bring people together. That's what our music is born in. It's a hybrid music. The other thing is no generation gap. Like the generation gap was a way to sell music to younger people, even
so
to define
them.
Is it
an educational institution?
No, it's a performance institution first,
okay,
but
right.
Then it one of the pillars is education. So curatorial is first. We curate concerts, we play. That's our strength. Education, you have to have some type of way to understand what the art form is, the history of it, and other things. And then we're advocates. Like we talk about the music, and it doesn't require expertise in it to do that. And we have ceremonies, we give awards, we have young people's. We have 12 education programs for people of all ages. We have a world-class orchestra that tours and travels. We have a club that books year-round. We built the first ever facility for jazz with a 1,200-seat hall, a 490-seat hall, and a club of 120 or so seats.
And how did you end up in Dublin then?
Through the grace of the Lord. Dominic brought us. I love Irish culture. I love William Butler Yeats' poetry for years. And on the road, I would bring a book of Yeats and I would just read him. And the Chieftains. I was telling Dominic that in the 1980s and 90s, the band I had was a septet. We would listen to Chieftains and we would say, "Man, this is the greatest band in the world." So you know, we being from New Orleans, a lot of Irish in New Orleans, so on and so forth.
So this is your first or second visit to Ireland, is it?
I think it's my third.
Okay. And you're performing tonight. It's sold out in the National Concert Hall. What can people is it just you performing or do you have a whole entourage?
We have a whole orchestra of 15 people. And they're some of the best musicians in the world, very familiar. And you can expect that we're going to be swinging and playing with a lot of feeling and intention, a wide range of music from things that were written a long time ago to pieces we wrote yesterday. And we're very serious about playing.
Right. And I get this sense that you kind of have a pioneering passion to innovate jazz, to develop jazz worldwide. Like, is it right across Europe? Is it right across Africa? How right. Widespread is jazz?
Well, there are people who love the music everywhere. Music was first recorded in 1917, so... It's had many movements, many different musicians, but then there's jazz itself, which is what I represent, not a particular musician or my style. I represent all the styles. And if you've taken into account all the different styles, especially those styles that remained much closer to the integrity of the music, it's a timeless expression. Because it has improvisation, it's always new, regardless of the style that you play. You can put your stamp on it.
I've been to New Orleans and I've seen all that goes with that. Would you say that jazz is almost a dancing culture as well in terms of its performance, concerts, you know?
Well, in New Orleans, the parade music is dancing, but the dance that accompanied jazz, swing dancing, Lindy hopping, that's not a form, it's a specialty form now. The general public doesn't do that. They mainly dance on backbeats and just boom, bap, boom, bap, bap, boom, bap, boom, bap, boom. It's always going to be boom, bap. And our music, that kind of beat, when you put that kind of beat on the music, it makes the bottom stagnant. And for jazz to be at its best, the bottom has to be mobile. It has to move around. And it's in that way, it uses more Afro-Latin music, it's with the clave and the rhythms have and the bass lines have more motion on the bottom. we wish we could have a dance audience back that would actually dance to our music. And it's an important component of the music. And maybe one day it will come back.
And are you writing and composing still?
Yeah, I'm always writing. In our orchestra, we have like now probably 8 arrangers. At one time, we had 10 arrangers and composers. And we all write music. We play each other's music.
Well, I'm sure it'll be a memorable night tonight. And we're honored that you came into News Talk to be on the Pat Kenny Show. As you move through your journey of life, do you have any unfulfilled musical ambitions?
To play with the Chieftains.
That's the summary.
Yeah.
Well, Wynton Marsalis, thank you for coming in. I'm sure it'll be a really memorable tonight in the National Concert Hall. Thank you for joining us, and we're delighted to have you here, and we wish you many more years of success in your passion for jazz.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.